We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there's a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was a little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for the day I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything for any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now I want you to notice very briefly this morning this same scripture we've been talking to you about. Now get the picture. Jesus is going through Jericho. A crowd pressed upon him as usually happened everywhere he went. In this city was a little man, a publican, a man holding a position under the Roman government when the Roman government had his heel on the neck of Palestine. Now, this man, Zacchaeus, had a good background. He was a son of Abraham, Jesus said. He had Jewish blood in his veins and was true to the traditions. But in the estimation of the Jews, he was a man who had gone away from his people and astray and had turned against them. He was supposed not to be in line with them. Now, it's not altogether certain that he wasn't a pretty nice fellow. You take down south, there were some nice men after the Civil War and held positions under the northern carpetbaggers. They weren't all bad men. It's all a mistake. We call them scallywags, but they weren't all bad men. But they looked down upon those fellows down the south. Now, for the same reason, Zacchaeus was looked down upon. Now, there he was. But Jesus said he's a son of Abraham. Say, I wonder, whom are you a son of? What kind of mother did you have? You fathers, listen to me. Are you living up to what you were told? Was your father a Christian man? Did they have a family all in your home? Was your mother a Christian woman? Has she died and gone on to heaven? Is your father living? Say, are you living up to your background of training? Now, maybe you didn't have a Christian home. Some folks don't. We've had students in Bob Jones University who were converted, maybe through the ministry of some graduate of the institution or some student, or through somebody else's influence. And that student would come here to school and then lead his father and mother, or her father and mother, to Jesus Christ. That's happened many times. That does happen all the time. Many places I've held evangelistic meetings, I've had young people saved, sometimes children, that led the whole family to Christ. I remember years ago I held a meeting up in Indiana, and a little boy was converted, came there with a little school group and got saved, genuinely saved. He led his father to the Lord. He led his mother to the Lord. His father's in the whiskey business. He gave up the whiskey business. A little child should lead them. It may be that you didn't have a good bringing up spiritually. You had a good mother. You love her. Maybe kind to you, but maybe she wasn't a Christian. Maybe your father wasn't a Christian. Now, you may not have had that kind of background, but never mind about that. What kind of background are you going to give your children? What are you going to do for your family? What are you going to hand down? What are you going to do about it? You maybe have missed in your life the prayers of a mother and the Christian influence of a father. And maybe you've gone astray sometime because you didn't have better opportunity. Well, what are you going to do? You going to curse your children the same way? Hand down to them the shadow of a life that wasn't given to God? You know, I'd rather my father had left me a Christian testimony than anything else in the world. I remember what he said to me before he died. I was sitting by his bed. I was trying to help him. He'd been ill for some time. And I was just a young fellow, not quite 17 years old. And he told me he was going home. He told me that he was trusting Jesus. He told me to live a Christian life. He told me it's the only life worth living. He asked me to pray with him. I prayed with him. Then my father later prayed on and on and on for a long time. And then he began to praise God. He never had done anything like that. He was not a man that ever shouted anything like that. But he praised God. He just thanked God for taking good care of him and saving him. And thanked God for the salvation he had in him. And then he began to sing, Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea, and sang it till he died. Now, he's been gone all that time. The thing that I remember most and the thing which I thank God most was my father's Christian testimony. I don't care what you leave your children. If you don't leave them a Christian testimony and Christian influence in their lives, you haven't done your duty as a father. And if you are not right with God, you ought to get right with God. You ought to get right with Him. You maybe had a good Christian background. Maybe you were brought up right. Oh, how many folks I've seen that said, you know, I was raised right. My father was a good Christian. My mother was a good Christian. But I was brought up right. But, you know, I went astray. Well, you can come back. That's what happened to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a son of Abraham. He had the right background. And he came back, Jesus Christ, was his guest in his home. I may be talking to a mother this morning. You may have gone far afield where you were in. There may be some woman listening to me now that's checked God off your list. You've got your neighbors on the list. You've got your society group on the list. You've got the crowd you drink cocktails with on the list. And maybe you've got somebody else on your list, too. And there you are, sitting there in your home this morning. You were brought up right. You remember your mother. You remember a Christian life. You remember your father's Christian testimony. I remember my mother's. Oh, I never ceased to thank God. My folks weren't wealthy people. They didn't have much money, but oh, what they drilled into me. My father's rugged, honest principles. He'd say, tell the truth, son. If we didn't tell the truth, he'd whip us till we couldn't stand up or sit down either. We had to be truthful. We couldn't lie. We wouldn't have thought of stealing. We wouldn't have destroyed anybody's property. It never would have occurred to anybody. Now, we had some boys in our country that for a joke might steal a watermelon. They might do something like that for a joke, just for fun, not destroy a property. We never knew that. There's no such thing happened in this country when I was a boy. People didn't do that kind of thing. Parents wouldn't tolerate that kind of thing. The community conscience wouldn't tolerate that kind of thing. We've got so smart, you know. We're going to train people now and think about things and fix things up, you know, and make them different. Now, we're not going to remedy the thing that way. Now, listen just a minute. You may have been reared like some of the rest of us, with honest, rugged, upright fathers and mothers. But you know, some of you drifted away, some of you mothers. You don't pray with your children. You don't take them to prayer meeting. Maybe you don't read the Bible to them. You remember your mother used to read those Bible stories to you? I heard my wife talk about her mother. Her mother lived with us for 37 years. Wonderful woman. She and my wife talked about how on Sunday afternoon, my wife's mother would take her and her two brothers and read to them out of the Bible. And then they'd have prayer together Sunday afternoon. She was a brilliant woman, Christian woman. Oh, the memories that come to some of us. You know, it's hard to go to hell thinking about those things, you know. You can go, but it's not easy to go to hell. To climb over a mother's prayer, to climb over a father's Christian testimony, to climb over the old Bible. It's not easy to go to hell. You know, you can do it, but it's rather hard. Well, I stood at my mother's grave some time ago, and I remembered her. I remember her quiet, gentle way. I remember how she talked. I remember how she lived. And I remember the last thing she ever said to me, when she ran her fingers through my hair, and how she told me goodbye and said she's going home. And a few minutes later, the silence was broken when my father sobbed and said, Mother's gone. Mother's dead. And then I slipped out there in the yard and looked through the window. And I saw her a little later laid out. I've never forgotten that day. I'll never forget as long as I live those dying words. Say, you owe it to your children to give them a Christian testimony. You owe it to your children. If you haven't had it in your life, you've missed something that's far more, worth far more than money. You ought to have that in your home. You could have it. If you're not right with God, you can get right with God. Jesus said, I'm going home with Zacchaeus. After all, he's a son of Abraham. He's a son of Abraham. He has a right background. I'm going home with him. And he wants to come into your home. And he can change that home, too. He can fix up things that the courts can't handle. You know, he can handle things much better than the courts. He can fix you where you won't need a court action. He can keep a divorce mill from turning. He can take some of those wrinkles out of your face there if you get your family converted. And some of those sighs you have at night when your heart's breaking, you can get over those, too. I'm talking to some of you young folks now that are breaking your mother's heart and your father's heart. You'll answer for it sometime. I'm talking to some young fella now that's killing your mother. You're just killing her, that's all. She's going to die just years before she would have died because you were her boy or her girl. You were killing her. You're a cruel murderer, that's all you are. You know what you do? You'd be kinder to your mother. Of course, you might go to the electric chair for it. But it'd be kinder if you just shot her and got done with it. Of course, that'd be awful murder, you say. You don't realize, but you're killing her that way now. By slow, tormenting degrees, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Any of you kids listening to me around here have been breaking up property, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. How humiliating it may be to your mother. You're in that kind of a crowd right here, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And if you're thinking about going in that kind of crowd, don't be a fool. Don't act a fool. You started toward the penitentiary, that's where you started. You're already on your way to hell, or you wouldn't be doing that kind of business. Now you come on clean. And you can get right with God, and get right in your home, and fix things up. Wouldn't you like to have everything all right there with you? Wouldn't you like to get things fixed up in your home? Well, you can do it. You can fix it up. I've known many homes fixed up. I remember one time I was up in Indiana conducting a meeting, and I saw a man come down an aisle, and a woman come down an aisle. And they'd been separated for years and had court proceedings on for divorce. Nobody knew it. I didn't know it. And after a while, they both got saved. And she didn't even know the husband was in town. Both saved. Found the Lord Jesus Christ. Got converted that night. And next thing I knew, they were in each other's arms. And then they went on home and set up a family altar. And rebuilt a home. It was all broken. And the children were all converted. I've seen that many times. I know what Jesus can do. When he entered this home with Zacchaeus, he said, "This day your salvation come to this house." He can bring it to your home. He can bring salvation to you and to your wife and to the children. And he can make that home at all. He can not only bring salvation to you individually, but salvation to your home. And some of you are going to have that to get your home saved. We're in bad fix in this country. Don't fool yourself. We're just letting things creep up on us, you know. Just slip up on us. Just little by little, little by little. We don't know where we're going. We don't mean to get in a fix. We don't mean to make such a mess. It comes on us slowly. No girl ever went to hell in a moment. It's little by little, compromise here. A boy starts out a little thing here, little thing yonder. Little by little, they go down the road. That's the way sin does. It's a creeping paralysis of the soul. It's a creeping paralysis of the heart. Little by little, it gets hold of you. But Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to fix up your home, and he can fix it. He can fix it so it'll be all right. He can make it what ought to be. And someday, when one of you slips away out to the cemetery, you'll stand there and how thankful you'll be to God. You're going to remember all these things you're doing. Now, why don't you turn a new leaf? Why don't you start on a clean page? Why don't you start one by one in the family this morning and get things fixed up? Say, how about it? Now, get your Bible. Get your Bible. I hope you're doing this every morning. Now, go get your Bible. Somebody go get it. One of you children run and get the Bible. Now, if it isn't near there, hand it to Daddy. Ask him to read it. And if he won't read it, ask Mother if she won't read it. If they won't read it, one of you children read it. And all of you get down there in the circle. And let's start in today. What do you say? Let's make the home Christian. If you do that yesterday or today, as you heard these messages, how about dropping us a card and telling us about it? We'll remember you in prayer out here. And we'll trust God to bless you more and more. And if you're not right with him, get right with him. Oh, Lord God, hear us today in this prayer as we pray for these who are listening in. Help them to yield themselves to Christ. May they dedicate themselves to thee. Help them to trust thee. If they're not right, help them to get right. If they wander away, bring them back. If they have been saved, help them to be saved. Hear us in the prayer. Help somebody to say, "I yield, I yield. I can hold out no more. I sink by dying love, compelled and only conqueror." Hear us in this prayer. Use us for thy glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.